I have two things to say, and one of them was two summers ago. I was in the Los Angeles forest with a couple of friends. We were camping out overnight, and I decided it was a moonlit night, and I was walking down a path. I decided to go for a walk, and was walking down a dark, moonlitted path, and I heard something growl at me, and I thought from behind the trees it was a bear, and immediately I just stopped in my tracks, and then I looked over in between two trees. It kind of lit up, and it looked like it was half man and half pig, and it was almost luminescent. And what I'm wondering, because I listen to the show every night, I'm nocturnal, I listen to the show every night, and I'm wondering if these aren't paranormal type beings that can shapeshift or disappear.
That's certainly a possibility, and I'm open to the possibility of just about anything. I mean, if there's one thing that you learn about the world, the more time you spend in it, is that anything is possible, and as soon as you insist that something isn't, you're going to be disproven. Now, I personally focus my studies on creatures that I really think are ground in the zoological reality that we live in, but it doesn't mean that there aren't some paranormal elements, especially in cases like the Mothman. Now, as far as human-pig hybrid goes, I haven't heard about anything like that, but again, I'd be obliged to help you research. So for everyone out there, again, we have a sightings section that's right on our homepage, right in the top left corner. You can't miss it. Just click on that and fill out the report, and we'd be obliged to help you guys in any way possible. It's a fascinating thing, this hybrid creature you're speaking of, but I've just never heard of anything quite like it.
This was in Los Angeles, I believe is what he said.
It was in the Los Angeles forest, and it was about 6 or 7 feet tall, standing between two trees, and it kind of lit up. And I took off running, and I ran about 20-30 feet and stopped, and I heard it growling. And when I ran, and then all of a sudden I didn't hear any growling, turned around, and it was just gone.
Well, Los Angeles, it could be part of the movie business. So we'll just have to...
It was way up in the forest.
Oh, okay, all right. Well, it might have a future then as a film executive. And thank you very much, Lee. I appreciate that. Let's go to the first-time caller line. Aaron is hanging on for Rob Morphy of AmericanMonsters.com. Aaron?
Oh, hello. Am I on?
Yes.
Oh, wow. Oh, great. Hello, Ian and Rob. I love your website. I think it's probably
Thank
one of the
you.
Best cryptozoology websites there are. And
it's
I'm
cool,
a big fan
it?
Of cryptozoology. Yes, my question is, in 2004 in New Guinea, there was, I don't know what it was, this big, I don't know, reptile, dinosaur creature.
From my, I know what you're talking about.
Description. I'm sorry?
I said I know what you're talking about. It's one of my favorite accounts.
Yes. Right. It had a long, it was like a bipedal dinosaur creature. It had like a tail of a crocodile and head of a dog. I don't know what it could be. Could it be the furry?
Let's find out, Aaron. Hang on a second. Would you tell us what you know about it, Rob?
Well, I don't know much more than Aaron does, but I know in March of 2004, ABC World News reported that in the Papua New Guinea province of East New Britain, police armed with M16s went in search of what they considered to be a 12-foot-tall, gray-scaled, Tyrannosaurus-like creature. And it, just like Aaron said, it was said to have a canine-like face, a crocodilian tail, and the one of the eyewitnesses, let's see here, I have a little information, Christine Samai, told reporters that she ran after seeing the 3-meter-tall gray creature, and she claimed that it was as fat as a 900-liter water tank. The posse didn't find it, but they said they were going to continue their pursuit, and much like so many of these cases, sadly, there are no follow-up reports. Mm. It's picked up by the wires, and everyone hears about it, and then you just never hear about it again. But it's fascinating, and this is also worth noting. There's another creature there, possibly the same one, which locals call Murray, that lives in Lake Murray, and it's in our formerly extinct section. But anyone that wants to look up that monster, Murray, or any other, can go right to our search engine, and it'll take you right to it. And they say it's a Tyrannosaurus Rex-like creature that lives in this lake. So it's not... Papua New Guinea is famous for these creatures.
I think Murray's a bad name.
Yeah, I agree, too. It's so, you know, it's so like, somebody's grandfather and not the vicious dinosaur you want to track down.